What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, more tickets are being punched, more souls are boarding the termination train. Oh, yeah. Now, this article was published on the 24th of September. Walnut Creek man charged with termination for allegedly offlining his wife and monster-in-law. That's right, gentlemen. We got us another two-for-one special. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Prosecutors in Contra Costa County charged a Walnut Creek man with termination who allegedly offlined his wife and monster-in-law last week, the district attorney's office said on Monday. The 43-year-old man named Howard Wang is being charged with the fatal shootings of his wife and her mother. However, there's a detail that this article did not disclose. However, I looked deeper into the story. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and explain what really happened. On Thursday, officers responded at about 11:45 p.m. to a 911 call reporting a disturbance with possible gunfire in the 100 block of Calobra Court, located just north of Ignacio Valley Road and east of Oak Grove Road, according to Walnut Creek Police. Prosecutors say that the offlinings happened inside the couple's Calobra Court home. After slashing Go and Ching's throats, that would be the wife and the monster-in-law, Howard allegedly fired two gunshots and falsely claimed he shot at a fleeing intruder. Yeah. This story goes a whole lot deeper. Officers found the two women deleted inside the home and took the suspect into custody. He will be arraigned on Tuesday on termination charges that include special circumstance enhancement for multiple alleged terminations, prosecutors said. He's also being charged with allegedly making criminal threats of deletion and great bodily injury against his wife stemming from an August 31 report and for allegedly preventing her from reporting a crime to the police on January 7th. Quote unquote, this is a tragic case and a stark reminder of the devastating toll domestic violation takes, said District Attorney Diana Becton in a release from her office. Not only the victim whose lives were lost, but on families and the community as a whole. If convicted, Mr. Wang is facing up to life in prison without the possibility of parole, the district attorney's office said. Well. Gentlemen, like I stated before, This case goes even deeper. And I'm going to explain. Now, one would have to look at the possible motivation, excuse me, as to why this man decided to put the mask on. Well, the monster-in-law, what was she doing around there? They did have kids who unfortunately were in the house when what happened went down. Twin girls. Luckily, nothing happened to them. So there's that silver lining. Now, Mr. Wang had a mistress. Yeah. So, his mistress was actually so down for him that she actually caught a charge herself. Accessory after the fact. Why? Because she ended up breaking into the house and destroying some evidence. Yeah. So sounds like Mr. Wang and Mrs. Wang were at an impasse. They were having bad times. He ended up confiding in another woman. She became his mistress and she played her part. She played her part like a good mistress. If anything, I'm not going to fuck up your house, because if I fuck up your house, that's going to affect me. So she played her part to the point that she was willing to catch a charge for him. Yeah, sounds like the mistress was more down for him than his wife. So more than likely, she found out about it, talked to her mother. They said, okay, you know what? We're going to use the system to fuck his life up. Take the house, take the kids, take everything. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the California cleaner divorce. So, this is just my speculation. Nothing more, nothing less. Mr. Wang finds out about it. He says, oh, okay. So we're going to play the game of fucking each other's life up. So he decided, you know what? All right. If you're going to do all of this, jail is going to be over my head regardless, because if you get alimony and child support, which if I can't pay for, I'm going to go into the cage anyway. So he decided, you know what? I'll just go ahead and put on the mask and join the Three Hots and a Cot retirement club and go by my own hand. So that's what he more than likely decided to do. And that's what he did. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the hot butter knife of doom. You know I'm giving that a 45. Psychological impact. Like I said, the kids were there, but no harm came to them. So I don't think they actually saw what happened. Then you add to the fact that his mistress was actually an accessory after the fact. I'm going to go ahead and give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, yeah, he slit both of their throats. So, you know, they had to bleed out like stuck pigs. So I'm giving the brutality factor a 50. So Howard Whack'em Wang gets a score of 165. Gentlemen, I want to circle back to what I said previously about the game of I'm going to use the system to fuck your life up. Ladies, I know you're not going to listen to this, but here's some advice for you. If you decide you're going to use the system to quote unquote fuck that man's life up, you might want to be prepared to protect your life when you decide to undertake that task. Because there are a lot of men out there who will say, you know what? You're going to use the system to paint me into a corner. And we all know what happens when you paint any animal into a corner. It's going to come out looking for that termination blow. It's coming out to fight, and it's coming out to fight like its life depends on it. And yeah, that produces lethal results. Yep, yep, yep. But hey, like I said before, the mistress actually played her position. Yeah, you don't find a lot of good mistresses nowadays, because the mistress, the side chick, instead of just playing her position, they want to actually take the position. They want to become number one. But that's something else for another time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who honestly believe that the system is going to protect you when you decide that you want to destroy the man in your life's life, you better understand this. Trust and believe. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that system is going to give you to fuck that man's life up, the protection you think you're going to receive while you're undertaking that task, that will go out. Feminism and the court system that you think is going to protect you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because this man, like many men before him, decided, you know what? If we're going to play the game of fucking each other's life up, I'm going to play for keeps. So yeah, he won the game. Why? Because that woman and her mother are pushing up daisies. Yeah, he's going to go into the cage for the rest of his life, but he still has the rest of his life in the Three Hots and a Cot retirement club. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.